This is Interesting People Reading Poetry.
Do you have a favorite poet, George?
I like Flatman.
A show where artists and changemakers read a favorite poem and talk about what it means to them.
Poetry, beauty, romance, love. These are what we stay alive for.
I'm Brendan Sturmer. Today's show, Marla Spivak reads When Grapes Turn to Wine by Rumi. Spivak is a MacArthur Fellow and a professor of entomology at the University of Minnesota. She's known for her groundbreaking research into bee behavior and biology. Rumi was a 13th century Persian poet. Later on, we'll check the Haiku Hotline for your poems about bees.
I'm Marla Spivak at the University of Minnesota. I'm a professor in the Department of Entomology, and I do research on bees. The poem is When Grapes Turn to Wine by Rumi, and it's a version by Robert Bly. When grapes turn to wine, they long for our ability to change. When stars wheel around the North Pole, they are longing for our growing consciousness. Wine got drunk with us, not the other way. The body developed out of us, not we from it. We are bees, and our body is a honeycomb. We made the body, cell by cell, we made it. The main thing about this poem is that it flips our version of our view of the world, which is how I have to view the bees a lot. It's not through my lens, it's through their lens, it's through their bodies. I have to make sure that what I'm trying to do in my research or the way that I approach a research question is not that I have some kind of human-based goal that I'm trying to reach, that I'm actually trying to, what would be best for the bees, or what, how could I think of it, how could I think of this problem like a bee, and then set up a question that would be helpful to them, not me. It's letting go of your individual behaviors and importance, that's part of it, but it's also just understanding that there's another way to view the exact world that we're living in through a totally different perspective. And that's what social insects bring, and honeybees are one of those social insects. The body developed out of us, not we from it. We are bees, and our body is a honeycomb. We made the body, cell by cell, we made it. This is a great poetry example of thinking like a bee. The bees secrete the honeycomb. They make the wax comb and they build it into this honeycomb that's comprised of perfect hexagons in this very efficient storage manner. And the nest is their home, and the nest is constructed by body products from them. They are, how does it say? Our body is a honeycomb. The honeycomb is about their body. The colony is the animal. The nest is part of their body. Our honeybees are really not very healthy right now, and they're confronted with lots of different problems. They have parasites, they have diseases, they run into a lot of pesticides out when they're foraging on flowers. And often there are simply are not enough flowers to support their nutrition. And I think the way out of this, the way that we can all help bees, the public, everybody can help bees, is to plant flowers for them, because that provides them with really good nutrition. And when they have good nutrition, it supports their immune system and it helps them detoxify some of the pesticides they run into. So nutrition, I would say, is key for restoring bee health. And then here in the research lab, we can delve more finely into what are those diseases and what are those parasites and how can we help, we select bees that can combat those problems on their own. We all need a huge change in consciousness in order to help bees thrive in this world. What we have been doing is seeing things only through our human lens, our human perspective, and we tend to be destructive. We do things just to increase our profit or our land or make our homes bigger, or we're destructive in the process. A bee colony is very responsive to the environment. And so if we were able to think like bees, we would be much more responsive to the environment and we would allow more organisms to live alongside of us rather than trying to dominate everything. When Grapes Turn to Wine by Rumi, and this is a version by Robert Bly. When grapes turn to wine, they long for our ability to change. When stars wheel around the North Pole, they are longing for our growing consciousness. Wine got drunk with us, not the other way. The body developed out of us, not we from it. We are bees, and our body is a honeycomb. We made the body, cell by cell, we made it.
When Grapes Turn to Wine by Rumi, translated by Robert Bly, appears in the anthology If Bees Are Few, A Hive of Bee Poems, published by University of Minnesota Press. The book includes an afterword by Marla Spivak, and a portion of all proceeds are donated to support research at the University of Minnesota Bee Lab. Find a link at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com.
You've reached the Haiku Hotline by Interesting People Reading Poetry.
Welcome to the Haiku Hotline, the part of our show where we play a selection of short, original poems from our voicemail inbox. The theme for the hotline this week is bees.
Please leave a poem after the beep.
My name is Courtney O'Banion Smith. I'm from Houston, Texas, and this is my haiku. Planes, gas, dibrome clouds, bees, acceptable losses over mosquitoes.
Hi, my name is Zach Pint, and I'm from Elko, New Market, Minnesota. My haiku is a piece of found poetry. I found it in an article from The Atlantic by Ed Yong, called Flowers Have Secret Blue Halos That Bumblebees Can See. Here it is. Flowers have secret blue halos that bumblebees can see, by Ed Yong.
I'm Hazel Jacobs from Montevideo, Minnesota. And the title of this poem is Something I Learned About Bees in the Wee Hours of the Morning a couple weeks ago. Bees don't have hearts like we do, just one meek little tube that varies in thickness across their thorax and abdomen and back up again. I stumbled across this on accident, but now I wonder how bee blood is pumped, or how it delivers oxygen, or if bees even have lungs.
Thanks to everyone who submitted last week. Next week's show will feature audience poems recorded at our live event in Montevideo, Minnesota. Interesting People Reading Poetry is an independent podcast, co-created by me and my brother, Andy Sturmer, who also composes our music. If you like the show, you can really help us out by sharing an episode with a friend and leaving a review. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Haiku Hotline. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
This podcast is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.